Good afternoon. The Appropriations Subcommittee on General Government will now come to order. Madam Secretary, would you please call the roll?
Chair Simmons.
Here.
Senator Bean.
Here.
Senator Broxson. Senator Campbell.
Here.
Senator Gaynor.
Here.
Senator Garcia. Senator Mayfield.
Here.
Senator Powell.
Here.
Senator Rodriguez. Senator Tadeo.
Here.
Senator Torres. Quorum present.
Thank you, Madam Secretary. And everyone, please remind yourselves to silence all your electronic devices. And anyone wishing to speak before the committee, please complete an appearance form and give it to the administrative assistant. Should you select to waive your speaking time, your position will be read into the record. Senators, this will be what we expect, given the proximity to the end of session, our last committee meeting. And before I forget to thank every one of you, I'm doing it right now. I want to say to you that, and Mr. Vice Chair, that I've continue to be honored to be a part of this committee and to be a part of all the good work that we have done and continue to do. So thank you. With that being said, I'm going to first ask, as I normally do, is there any comment that anyone would like to make before we make the presentation? Yes, Senator Mayfield.
Thank you. And you have been a very gracious chairman as well, and I appreciate that and the way you've navigated through the process. And I certainly hope that, next year that we get to serve on some committees together, because I have thoroughly enjoyed working with you as your vice chair. And our whole committee, I think we've had a great committee. Maybe we can all be back together on a committee of some kind, too, next year when we come back. But thank you very much for your service.
Thank you, and I really appreciate those comments. And well, thank you. Thank you, Senator Gaynor, and thank all of you again. Yes, Senator Tadeo, you're recognized.
Gracias. Thank you. I am going to miss speaking Spanish with you. I just wanted to say that Senator Negron, when I got elected, recommended that I sit on this committee, that it would be really good. After all, it oversees our state government, and he was right. And I am so glad you were the chair. It has been really educational, and just a wonderful experience. You make it fun, and I, although not on the record, enjoy practicing Spanish with you, but I sure enjoy it, and you're a wonderful chair. Thank you so much, and to everyone else on this committee. Thank you.
Con mucho gusto. Y muchísimas gracias por su ayuda en español. Y vamos a hablar continuamente en español off the record.
That's right.
All right. What I said is that thank her very much for help in speaking Spanish and practicing Spanish, because as she knows, I continue to need to practice to improve. And thank you again. All right, Vice Chair Bean, you're recognized.
Yeah, I was going to save my comments till the very end, but since everybody's going, let's do it now. Monford's got no place to be. He's fine. Chairman, you make it look easy. If you've never chaired a committee, there's so much work. The easy part is actually chairing the committee, but it's all behind the scenes of reading bills and prepping for the meeting. And my goal is always, as a chair, to have a boring meeting. If it's a boring meeting, all this work has been done behind the scenes. And, Mr. Chairman, let me say, with all due respect in a very respectful way, you have very boring meetings. And that means, what that means is, you've done a lot of work behind the scenes. So that's a compliment. I'm actually complimenting you. You've been very open and have always invited me to participate in any behind the scenes meetings. And I appreciate that. Your leadership will be missed. You have a reputation for being thorough, and it's always because you care very much about who you represent and the state of Florida, and that's with the passion which you do your job, and we will miss you running these committees.
Well, thank you very much, and let's now go to Senator Powell. You're recognized.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, and I want to echo the sentiments that everyone else has said here. Although I haven't been on this committee as long as everyone else, I did enjoy my time here with you, and I appreciate your comprehensiveness and your thoroughness and the way you handle business. So I'm looking forward to, well, actually, I wish that I had another opportunity to serve on another committee that you were the chairman of. So we're just excited, and thank you for your service.
And thank you, Senator Powell. And
Mr. Chairman?
Yes, Senator.
Can I miss that? You know, you just, try to show off you speak in Spanish, but you have to say you speak French as well.
No,
because
German.
You speak French with German. Me, so I thank you a lot for your leadership, and we're going to miss you.
Well, thank you. Thank you. It probably sounds like French when I speak German, so that's probably what it is. All right, Senator Torres, you're recognized.
Soy el último, soy el último.
Okay.
Soy el último. Y quiero darle las gracias. Es un honor estar con usted en este comité, y quiero decirle que usted es un caballero. I want to say it in English.
Please. It's, you're very kind.
It's been an honor serving with you, sir. You're a gentleman, all through and through. Your heart is where the people's concern and what goes before this committee. You have demonstrated to me how you really control, and I am really honored that I served on your committee, sir. And I want to give you the best of luck to you, whatever you do in the future. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Thank you. All right, senators, we have one matter, one bill before us, and it's tab one. It's SB 1758 on special risk class by Senator Monford. Senator Monford, you are recognized to explain the bill.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, and I would like to echo the sentiment. You are a very gracious leader, as one of the members just said, and for Senator Bean, as your vice chair of your committee, you do have board meetings as well.
Amen.
And that's a compliment. And being from Blanchetown, I say, habla usted es español.
Oh, muy bien.
See?
That's all right.
Now, I know a couple other phrases in Spanish that I can't use today. That's what I know when and where to use those. But they all as fine as a frog hair split three ways. Yeah. Now, if you never heard that saying, have you ever seen a frog's hair? No. And why? Because they're so thin, you can't see them. But if you take one of those hairs and split it three ways, that's pretty fine. Now, if you can't figure that out, y'all meet with Senator Gaynor and I will explain that to you.
All right, Senator Monford.
Thank you all for this bill.
To explain the bill.
Appreciate it here. Okay. Thank you, Mr. Chair. 1758, this will impact basically three facilities in this state. And as we all know, the nature of the work, working in mental health institution is very grueling and dangerous. Workers in these facilities come in direct contact with residents and patients who have been committed either civilly or forensically. These workers face the same conditions that are akin to those faced by correction officers and other types of first responders. And due to the nature of this work, I'm asking that they be reclassified under the special risk as defined by the Florida statutes, which would afford them the same protections and compensation, including the right to higher FRS contribution and early retirement. Those who would be reclassified would spend at least 75% of their time in direct contact with these residents or patients. And I might add that these hospital houses some of the state's most dangerous patients. More than 700 beds go to people charged with a crime, but who have been deemed incompetent, and another 200-plus beds are for people who have not charged but ruled a danger to themselves or others. Mr. Chair, there is one amendment.
All right. Senators, any questions on the bill as explained by Senator Montford? Any questions? All right, seeing no questions, as Senator Montford has said, there is one amendment. That is amendment number barcode 614106. It is, I'm sorry, 614006, and it has been timely filed. And Senator Montford, you are recognized to explain the amendment.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, and thanks to your staff for providing this. They called this the needed addition. This amendment provides revenues to the Department of Children and Families to fund this act. The amendment provides recurring funds, $1.2 million from general revenue, $605,000 from the general federal grants trust fund, and another $70,000 from operating and maintenance trust fund.
All right, Senators, any questions? Any questions? Seeing no questions, are there any appearance forms on this amendment?
Yes,
there are no appearance forms on this amendment. Is there any debate, Senators? Seeing no debate, Senator Montford, you're recognized to close.
Wave close.
On the amendment. All in favor of the amendment say yay.
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 All opposed, nay. All right, so show the amendment as being adopted. Let's now move back to the bill as amended. Senators, any questions on the bill as amended? All right, seeing no questions on the bill as amended, are there appearance forms? Yes, there are. And so let's start out, Senators. The first appearance form is from Jackie Carmona, who is speaking for the bill, and she is with AFSCME. Okay, wave in support. Next is Gail Mark Perry from Pompano Beach on behalf of the Communication Workers of America. And Ms. Perry.
Gail Marie Perry, Communication Workers of America, Council of Florida, supports this good bill and hopes you can
too. All right, thank you. Next is... it looks like Jerry Showens,
Showers.
I'm sorry, representing yourself. Okay, wave in support. Next is Mitchell Estupinan.
Close enough. Wave in support.
All right, representing self. Okay. Next is Andrea Cochran, who's an educator, representing herself. Waving in support. Next is, it looks like Amy Dorton. Okay, Amy Dorton, who is a teacher representing herself.
Waving in support.
Waving in support. And then we have Jason Smith representing himself.
Waving support.
Then next we have Eric Jones representing himself. Also waving in support. And then next is Anthony Marciano, who is sergeant and is representing himself. Okay, waving in support. Next is Daniel Martin, chief steward, and representing himself. And next we have Nikki Campbell, who is from Jacksonville. Waving in support. Are you related to Senator Campbell here?
I don't know.
No? she says she needs to talk about that. All right.
Yes.
Well, I was thinking it would be something like Senator Montford because he's either related to everybody in Northwest Florida or taught their children or at least knows them. That's right. Okay, the next is Kim Smith, and she's from Lithia, Florida. Waving in support. Is there anyone else who would like to speak regarding this this bill as amended? All right, seeing none, then, Senators, is there any debate? Any debate? Seeing no debate, Senator Montford, you are recognized to close on the bill as amended.
Waive close, Mr. Chair.
All right, Senator Montford, having waived close, Madam Secretary, would you please call the roll on CS for SB 1758?
Senator Broxson? Senator Campbell?
Yes.
Senator Gaynor?
Yes.
Senator Garcia? Senator Mayfield?
Yes.
Senator Powell?
Yes.
Senator Rodriguez? Senator Tadeo?
Yes.
Senator Torres?
Yes.
Senator Bean?
Yes.
Chair Simmons?
Yes. And Senators, by your vote, CS for SB 1758 is reported favorably. Senator Montford, thank you very much for your presentation and also your explanation about the width or breadth of a frog hair. And so,
thank you all.
And enlightening us. Again, Senators, thank you very much for the tremendous opportunity and the honor of being a part of this committee with you. I want to thank the staff, Gino and the entire staff. Just phenomenal, and I'm honored to have been and continue to work with you as we go through, and each of you as we as we go through the conference process. And so, with that being said, I would ask that is there any no further comments by anyone? Then Senator Tadeo moves we rise, which is the appropriate phraseology when it is your last committee meeting. So. With that, without objection, we rise.
All right, Chairman, well done.
Thank you.